We're pleased with how we did in the game. I don't think there's too much between the two teams, and that's a testament to our team that we're saying that against a team that are looking for automatic promotion. So I thought we defended really well. Again, Chris had one save to make. So another top team have gone away disappointed that they've not been able to break us down. But we also looked like we could... We could create a few chances and unfortunately hit the bar when half a yard lower and it's in from Callum. So I thought we played well at times. We were better as the game went on with the ball. We forced them back, limited them to a few opportunities, we said, and overall can be satisfied. Slight disappointment that we've not won it because we want to win every game at any particular time. But encouraged of how well we've performed against the top team again, and especially against a team that have scored four times against Leeds and Bristol City in the last two games.
Has everyone come through that game unscathed? Because it's quite battling at times, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's a few knocks. Again, you expect that after a game. So got 24 hours or so, 36 hours to get ready for the game now. So it's a recovery session for them and hopefully try and gather as many bodies as available as possible, because we're struggling a little bit in terms of actual numbers. Kilkenny missed the game through injury at the weekend, so we'll see where he is. And we haven't got the biggest squad anyway, but whoever we put out, we want to go there to Forest on Tuesday night and try and win.
And Anders Lindegaard missed the game with a stomach bug. Do you think he'll be OK for Tuesday?
Well, we're hoping he's going to be back in training this morning, so we'll analyse that situation. We did think that it would only be a 24-48-hour thing, so we have not actually seen him yet, but I'm sure the signs will be that he could be OK. But if he's not, then we had an able deputy at the weekend in Chris Kirkland.
And we talk about the good progress that Jermaine Beckford's making week on week. Have you got an update for us? Is he back training?
He's not back full training with us yet. He's done a little bit of ball work with us and that, so he's progressing, as we keep saying, week in, week out. But, he's done a little bit of work, non-contact and stuff like that. It's a real low end of the spectrum of where he is, but he's moving on nicely, so we're really encouraged by that.
Josh Brownhill scored a super goal at the weekend. Last week you spoke about contract talks. Are you any further along with those?
We've obviously had the game since, so I don't think too much has happened, but I think it'll be something that we'll try and resolve pretty quickly. I'm really pleased that Josh is doing well. He's playing well. We're watching him all the time, having contact with him all the time, so we think a lot about the kid. So really pleased that he's benefiting from the experience of getting some game time, scoring, and... few weeks' time, he's got a Wembley appearance to look forward to, if he's still there.
And this is one of those weeks where you've got three games in the space of 7 days. Next up, you go to Nottingham Forest. What are you expecting from them? They're not in a great run of form, are they?
No, it's probably typical of the Championship at times. You can have some real good runs and then you can have some poor results that don't go your way. I've watched a game from the weekend and they're a better team against Ipswich first half, so, and they were slightly disappointed not to get something out of that game. So got some very strong squad, got some good players, obviously wanting to still have an eye on the playoffs, even though the below us are still looking to try and win as many games as possible to try and finish as high up the table as possible. It's a big football club, fantastic history and tradition, and they expect high things of players and where they should be finishing in a particular season. So we'll go there in good spirits, looking forward to trying to get another 3 points.
Yeah, they've lost the last four in a row in the league, and Dougie Friedman's really bemoaned the lack of ability to score goals recently, and they must think we've got Preston coming to us. And bearing in mind how solid you've been defensively, it's not an easy task for them, is it?
Well, scoring goals is the hardest thing to do. Anywhere, you know what I mean? It's we've got defenders who want to defend, and we've limited some very good players over the last few weeks and months to very few opportunities, and that's what we've based our success on, that the players have defended when they need to defend. Players in front of them have kept the shape, they worked hard for each other and done everything that's required to make you stay in a game and try and win you a game. So pleased in that respect. We've got a lot of respect for the Nottingham Forest and what they do, but we'll go there in good spirits and make sure that we pass the ball well, take the game to them as well, but making sure that we're nice and solid as well. So that right combination that is the right balance for getting a positive result. And I thought they were one of the better teams that we've played at Deepdale Low. They were very quick in the attack. They moved the ball quickly and probably we got a positive result when we probably didn't deserve to win the game, I suppose. And that's That's how it can be at times. So we know they've got them players that can cause you problems. And that was start of a good run for them, but obviously it started us along the way as well. So hopefully we can go to Forest with the same sort of attitude and belief that we've showed at a lot of the games this year, trying to show the quality that we showed at Wolves and be ruthless and try and get another 3 points and see where it takes us.
Do you have sympathy for Dougie Friedman and how injury hit his squad's been this season?
Well, it's just part and parcel of football. Of course, you feel sorry for opposition managers, but they've still got a very strong squad. I look at their team that played at the weekend, I looked at the bench, and then I look at players that were out the team as well, not necessarily through injuries, but also players that they've got probably at their disposal. So they've got a big squad. Injuries does play a part. And when you miss people like Asa Wolongo for all of the season, who they've spent a lot of money on, it's obviously going to hinder the progress. But yeah, sympathy for other managers, but not that much sympathy because we have to concentrate on what we do. I'm not sure too many people will be giving us sympathy that we've had Humphreys, May and Beckford out all season. So it's just part and parcel. We don't mourn about it. We get on with it and we just concentrate on the players that can affect the game in the next game or next training session.